Guys.
Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed. You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
It is 106. You are listening to the Shaletta Show on News Talk 830 WCCO Radio, your good neighbor station. Jonathan, I just heard the story that Susie Jones did about the woman with autism who went missing. Let's see if we can get Susie on the phone line after this next interview so we can get an update on that story. Because as you all know, I've been traveling across the country to help people with autism. Families who have kids with autism, so that they can have these locks to keep them safe inside the homes. My son Daniel is a wanderer, and he has wandered away from the home several times. And these Amazon interior combination door locks are the only things that have kept him safe inside the homes. And so I want to get the latest on that story and to try to find out more about the search and the efforts and this woman who has autism who has gone missing. So we're going to work on more with that story in just a minute, because as you all know, that is near and dear to my heart. But I want to talk to Jill Hornbacher with Comcast, Senior Director, External Communication for Comcast Midwest Region, because Comcast is expanding into the southwest part of the Twin Cities metro area, particularly in Chanhassen. Now, Jill, you got to tell me what is going on with that.
Oh, hi, Shaletta. Thanks for having us. Yeah, we're super excited. We are actually just announced a couple of months ago that we are expanding into Chanhassen, and this coming Monday we are doing a groundbreaking ceremony in Chanhassen with the mayor and the chamber and city officials. Just really excited to get going in that area of the Southwest Metro.
Now, what is this going to mean for folks in the Southwest Metro region, Jill?
They are going to have access to competition, obviously, and access to the great Xfinity network that we have that's reliable, secure, fast. We know in today's economy that being connected to strong, secure internet is essential for the digital economy, and so we're really excited to be bringing our network to the families and businesses in the Chanhassen area, which is actually one of eight cities that we are expanding to here in 2024.
Oh, okay. Well, can you give us a little scoop? Can you tell us what are the other seven? I mean, is it too early?
Sure.
You know, I always
yeah.
like to be the first one to tell people about stuff.
I know. Yes, we actually are expanding into additional cities. We just completed the expansion into Corcoran, Minnesota, and that was with the help of the Minnesota Office of Broadband and their border-to-border program. We are expanding into Cologne, Minnesota. We just finished that expansion. And then we're going into cities like Nowthen. We just did a nice groundbreaking there, you know, connecting to 1,200 homes in that area. Stillwater Township, and then little parts of Hugo and Grant. So really excited to be able to continue to spread our great Xfinity network throughout the Twin Cities Metro.
And, you know, I'm a business owner. I'm on this stream right now doing my show from my house while my children are on three iPads playing. My phone is also streaming, and I got one more computer that I'm using to do social media. And so, especially for business owners, this is so important because you cannot run your business if you are always dropping calls, if you are getting kicked off the stream, if you are freezing up. Number one, it's just bad business. And number two, nobody's going to want to do business with you if you don't have the reliable internet. We can talk about all kinds of stuff. But for me right now, I'm just looking around in my house at what's going on in my own life, and it's no way for me to do this show and stream this thing live and sound as clear as I do, and my kids be on three different iPads while we are doing this live without reliable internet.
Yeah, it's critical in today's economy. Like you said, people are, you know, multiple devices in people's homes, streaming, watching live sports, you know, your video conferencing, working from home, kids are online for their internet or Xbox or gaming, and Comcast provides that great Xfinity network that is fast, it's reliable, it's secure. We're like 99.9% reliable, and we continue to enhance the network too. So not only are we expanding into cities all across the Twin Cities Metro, we're also enhancing the network to continue to make it, you know, better, faster, stronger, symmetrical speeds. So we're really, really committed to this Twin Cities community and making sure that it is set up for success for the digital economy, and really, really excited about the groundbreaking on Monday with Chan Hassan and its mayor and the full team. It's just really an exciting time to be able to expanding into that growing area, and we all know Chan Hassan's such a beautiful area, and so it's great that we're able to provide the service there to families and businesses. And the nice thing about what we do at Comcast is we don't just go in and build your network. We're actually really trying to embed ourselves in the community. So even in Chan Hassan, our network isn't even live right now. You know, we're starting to build it, but yet we're embedding ourselves and really showing that community that we're committed to them. We just sponsored their 4th of July event. We're doing their first responders lunch. You know, we're supporting their, you know, things that are really important to that community, and about to soon do some stuff with the Chan Hassan Dinner Theater, because we really want to be a part of that community. Our team, you know, we live, work, and play here in the Twin Cities, and we are really your hometown provider, and so we're really proud to be part of the communities that we're expanding to and the ones that we currently are servicing today.
And, you know, that was my next question. Like, every time Comcast goes out into, you know, the different communities and, you know, working and expanding, you all are always doing something, partnering. You know, talk to me about how important these partnerships are. You know, we hear about the Chan Hassan Dinner Theater, but to be able to have Comcast shine a light on them, you know, it's something completely different.
Yeah, and like you said, we very much are somebody that, we don't just come in and build your network and walk away. We really want to be part of your community. And so we get to know the residents and the businesses and the community and look at, you know, what things are really important to them and how do we play a part in that and bring that vibrancy to life. Because we know that, you know, you're staying connected when you're at those particular events too, but, you know, we really are a good community partner. We're very committed to digital equity and helping to bridge that digital divide, because it's really, really important that every person is connected to the internet. That is where you're doing telehealth and jobs and banking and, you know, staying connected with loved ones. And we want to make sure that you have the right internet and that right connection to really connect you to what matters most. We actually just did that even in St. Paul. We're connecting all of the low-income housing, you know, all of those areas. We are connecting them with Wi-Fi ready so that these folks can come into their home and they've got Wi-Fi there for them that's secure and fast. And we know how important that is, and we really just want to do our part to help this community and this Twin Cities area thrive.
And I want to know, are there going to be any new jobs because of this? You know, are you all hiring at all because of this expansion? Because I know several folks who live out in that Chan Hassan area who are looking for work.
I would encourage people to check out Comcast.com and look at our career sites. You know, a lot of it is our team is just, you know, working with different partners to make sure that we are going in and we are working with the communities diligently hand in hand to continue to build out this network.
Well, I can't thank you enough for being on the show, and even more so for being in that Chanhassen community and helping those families, those business owners, those schools thrive because they have reliable, affordable Internet. Thank you so much, Jill, for being on the show.
Thanks, Shaletta, for having me.
All right. And you all stick around. We've got more to come.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It is 1:19. You are listening to the Shaletta Show on News Talk 830 WCCO Radio, your good neighbor station. I have to tell y'all, I am looking forward to it. Jonathan, I have been talking about it all week. My kids are looking forward to it. I was fixing lunch during the commercial break, and I made sure to give everybody just a little bit, not too much, because we are going to the Cottage Grove Food Truck Festival. And I think it is really good to have something like this, Jonathan, really close to the fair, because we were out there this year for 10 days. And so we were kind of going through fair withdrawals. I mean, it just became a part of our routine. We were out there so much. We got up. We packed our backpacks. We got our water bottles. We got our recyclable cups so we could get the discount. And we just automatically went outside to get ready to go to the fair and get our Pronto Pups and our donuts and all the fun things that we enjoy eating. And, you know, it's kind of, I don't know about you, Jonathan, but, you know, after the fair is over, it's kind of like a, you know, it's almost like you get a big letdown. Like you miss it and you want to go, but you can't because it's closed. And so I don't know, these smaller, you know, local fairs and food truck festivals, they kind of help you get over the hump.
Well, that's why I would disagree. The fair is a thing amongst itself. Nothing really like it. Just the area that it covers, the amount of people that come in, the amount of vendors that you have. I think that when you get into really the summer months, when you get into June, maybe Memorial Day weekend really kicks it off, I understand that there is a target in that year, and that is the state fair. That is the target for most people as the big event. But you've got art festivals in the summer. You've got festivals regarding heritages, you know, Irish and Native American cultures, and Southeast Asian cultures, or just different cultures have their own days and they have their own events. Now when you go into fall, you have more of those events. They're just slightly different. So now you're looking at your apple orchard pickings, or your hay rides, and your stuff that, you know, the fall foliage and the leaves and all of that stuff, and then leading up into Halloween where you have those events. So I think it just continues until you get to around Halloween, and then it kind of peters off. So if you have state fair withdrawal, the other thing that goes on that's big in this time period, and it's I believe it's still going on through the rest of this month, is the Renaissance Festival.
Yay!
And so if you have state fair withdrawal, you can go out to the Renaissance Festival for a day or a weekend and kind of get that same sort of feel for a few weeks after.
Yeah. It's just, I got to do something because I miss it so much. I mean, the food, the people, the engagement, the fun, the, you know, the rides, all that stuff. It's just, you could just overdose on it. You just can't get enough of it. I promise you, I had never been more than 4 days to the fair. And this time I was there for 10 days. And I'm telling you, still 10 days, it wasn't enough. Did you go out this year?
I wasn't able to.
Oh, man, you missed it. I'm sorry. You missed it. Those Peachy's Donuts, man, they got me. When the fair started, I was 144 pounds. And I checked on the last day of the fair and I was up to 148. And I don't really see me going back since I'm headed to this food truck festival right now. I don't see it going back. I'm going to see how this whole thing works with the Cottage Grove Food Truck Festival. But I don't know.
They say everything in moderation. Now, whether I follow that or not, that's for you to decide. But they say everything in moderation.
And you know me. How long have you known me? 5 years now? And I don't moderate. I moderate panels. I do that. I moderate panels, but I don't. Moderation is not one of my spiritual gifts. So it's like a 0 to 10 for me. So and it's so funny because we were like taking my son Daniel to his piano lesson this morning, and it was about 8 o'clock, and I saw the trucks coming in, you know, all the trucks that were, you know, coming in to get set up and all that good stuff. And I swear it was hard to just keep going because I wanted to turn around and follow one of those trucks and be the first one to pick up something to eat. But, you know, I wanted to try to be a good parent. I wanted to try and get everything all squared away for a piano class, because, you know, we're going to have a recital at some point. And so and I paid for the class. So I want to make sure to take advantage of that. But, yeah, it was real hard to see all those barbecue and brownies and mini donuts and Pronto Pup trucks just, you know, going in a roundabout. Now, what's your take on the roundabouts? Is that something unique to Minnesota? I have lived in 5 states.
Oh, no.
And
no,
I had never experienced a roundabout before. Because when I first moved here, I was going in circles and people were blowing at me, and I'm blowing at them thinking maybe they recognize me from TV. But that was not the case. I was just doing it all wrong.
No, those are not specific to Minnesota. I lived out in Washington State for 4 years, and some people, I know people that say, don't say Washington State, it's Washington. Well, there are two Washingtons that people know about.
Yeah.
Anyway, there are roundabouts out there. There are roundabouts all throughout the country. I was watching a show, unfortunately, it is now no longer on the air, but it was a show in the mid-afternoon on Carol Levin that talked about pop culture and some of these other things that go on in the world. And one of the moderators, the co-hosts that came on every now and again, she was from England. She was from the mm-hmm. UK. And she was actually talking about how in Britain, that's all they have is roundabouts. They don't have
really
the two-way intersections that we have here. And she was kind of just baffled by how they worked. And not, I guess not how they work necessarily, but how do you not have more incidents? You know, the traffic at these places can build up in a large way going through lights and whatnot. And the roundabout to her was much easier and much more efficient to get around and get through traffic than the two-way intersection. And we actually talked about that a couple weeks ago. Steve had on Mike Hansen from the State Patrol. And that was something that they brought up was roundabouts because they are showing up more and more across the area.
Yes, they are. And, you know, we've got, we had just one here near my house in Cottage Grove. And then, you know, the next thing I know, there's another one over by, and they just, again, start popping up. And it seems like every time, you know, there's some road construction, as soon as it's over, you've got you a new roundabout. And, you know, it was really confusing for, you know, a newbie like me to come into the Twin Cities for the first time several years ago when I moved here, never having seen a roundabout. You don't know what the heck to do. I'm getting off at the wrong exit. I have to turn around and come back. Then I'm going in a circle more than once. The kids were in the backseat. Jonathan, like, woo-wee, can we do it again? And I'm like, do what again? They said, Mom, you don't even realize we've gone around in that circle like 3 or 4 times. I promise I had no idea. They thought we were just having fun and hanging out. I had no idea. Now, thankfully, I've never had an accident in one. And now that you mention it, I haven't really seen very many. I think my therapist, one of the kids' therapists who used to come here, she had one accident in a roundabout. But I haven't heard of very many people having them. Now, I wonder which ones are safer, roundabouts or red lights? If you had a choice or a preference, which one would you pick?
I would probably say roundabouts would be the safer way to go because you have to once you understand how it works, you basically just merge in, merge out. It's basically like merging on and off the highway as opposed to stopping, coming to a full, complete stop. With the possibility of someone cutting you off, cutting in front of you, trying to turn out of turn, you know, that sort of thing. It's a much sharper focus and detail that you have to, I think, pay attention to at a stoplight, at a four-way intersection, than you do in a roundabout. I think it's easier to get into the flow and stay in the flow.
Yeah, because you don't have to worry about anybody blowing through a light or, you know, not, you know, stopping at the yellow and trying to hurry and go through or just, you know, pretty much running a red light. You got to stop. Otherwise, you're going to wind up in that tree or that concrete or whatever it is or however it goes.
And I will say this, roundabouts aren't for everybody. Just when we were talking about the interview that happened a couple weeks ago, there was a gentleman that called in that was not a fan of roundabouts. So it is not for everybody. Not everybody likes them.
No.
But they are showing up more and more. And I think this is something, especially in dangerous road situations where you have people saying, this place, everybody blew through it. You know, 55, 60 miles an hour here in a 25 or a 30, and it needed to be helped out. Well, you put a roundabout there, it automatically slows people down because you have to you're not just flying straight through. If you fly straight through, you're going to wreck and possibly wreck pretty badly if you're going straight through a roundabout at that speed. So the natural order of things is that should slow somebody down.
Yeah, that's the hope. That's the hope. And it's, you know, really all about trying to make sure that folks are safe. And for me, you know, in news, we work all odd hours. And so if I'm leaving and I got to be to work at 1 o'clock in the morning or 3 o'clock in the morning, you know, sometimes those red lights, they'll make you stop. And if they're censored, you know, sometimes you're just sitting there before they change versus being in a roundabout. You know, if there's nobody there, you can just keep going. That, you know, that for me, that was the thing that I probably liked most, is that, you know, with us being in news and we work sometimes odd hours of the night and overnight shifts, being able to, you know, just kind of keep going without having to stop at a red light when nobody is on the street but you. That, for me, that was the plus that, that won me over.
Mm-hmm.
I like that part. Okay, and speaking of parts, we got a whole bunch more parts. Dr. Verna is coming up. Dr. Daniel Fick is coming up. I got a new buddy that y'all have just got to meet, Comrade Tripp, a stand-up comedian, and you'll find out why he is winning hearts, and he is selling out of an event in St. Cloud. You and your family will want to go. We'll tell you all about that coming up. It is 1:37. You are listening to The Shaletta Show on News Talk 830 WCCO Radio, your good neighbor station. Now, listen, y'all know I am all about partnerships. The reason that I do these Locks with Love campaigns is to help keep adults and children with autism safe inside the home, but I can't do it by myself. So I partner with Amazon, you know, to provide these locks free of charge to families in need who can't afford one. But when I tell you, I thought I was the queen of partnerships until I met Dr. Verna Cornelia Price. Honey, let me tell you something. This woman is always teaching. She is not at the University of Minnesota as a college professor anymore, but Dr. Verna is constantly teaching us how to work with people, to grow our network and expand so that we can help as many people as possible. And so Dr. Verna is here on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. And Dr. Verna, you got to talk to me about the special anniversary that is coming up.
Yes, yes, yes. So 20 years, we have been, Girls Taking Action has been impacting girls around the Twin City metro area and then also nationally in Chicago, Detroit, Atlanta, and now globally in Kenya, Ghana, Liberia, and I am thrilled that we are also set to partner to actually expand into Ethiopia.
Okay, Dr. Verna, how do you establish these partnerships? Because, I was excited when you went to St. Cloud. I was excited when you branched out to St. Paul, and girls in the East Metro were able to participate in Girls Taking Action. You know, that was like the girls in the East Metro were like, oh, our friends in North are in Girls Taking Action. And so when it came to St. Paul and St. Cloud, we were all excited. And then the next thing I know, you're going to Ethiopia.
Yes. So many, many years ago, Ms. Shaletta, I met this woman, and her name is Sehai, and I hope that she'll be able to join us today as well. And Sehai Wadojo is an Ethiopian woman here in Minnesota, and she said, I want to help my girls in Ethiopia. This was years ago, probably 25 years ago. And I said, when I met her, I said, you know, go for it. And so she actually saw me as an inspiration to do exactly that. So she started mentoring her girls in Ethiopia. So we have stayed in touch. And she also is literally celebrating 20 years of her program sponsoring and mentoring Ethiopian girls. And so finally we got together and we said, okay, now it's time to put this partnership together and to formally partner to take Girls Taking Action to Ethiopia.
Oh, my gosh. But how does something like that even happen, Dr. Verna? I know you dream big and you're doing some amazing things, but how do you take, you know, your program, Girls Taking Action, that you have throughout the Minnesota area and in other cities and states across the country, across this country, to other countries?
Well, you know, Ms. Shaletta, it's really about relationships. And the truth of the matter is that Girls Taking Action and mentoring girls to find their power, find their voice, to become positive leaders in their communities, in their families, in their world, to resist the junk that society throws on girls and women, and to move beyond some of the pain and trauma that so many of them have been through, and to become the leaders they're supposed to be. That's what we're mentoring girls to do. And so through our relationships and building relationships with women who watched me do this, they're now saying, I can do this too, and let's join forces, let's put ourselves together and take the work to girls, as far as I'm concerned, girls all over the globe. Every girl should be exposed to girls taking action.
Okay, but Dr. Verna, this doesn't just take a great idea. This doesn't just take great partnership. This takes a lot of resources. Talk to me about, because I think you have something coming up. I want to figure out how we can help, because, you know, everybody says we need to do more. Our kids need to be doing more. Somebody needs to help our girls. Well, you're doing the work, but you can't do it alone. It's taking a lot of resources, and I want to know how we can help.
Absolutely. So this evening at the St. Paul Union Depot, we're actually having a fundraiser / celebration for REAL, which is the program that Ms. Sehai started to impact Ethiopian girls. And so a part of the fundraiser is to, one, raise support for our Ethiopian chapter, and two, really kind of formally announced to the world that Girls Taking Action is going to Ethiopia, and we will have an Ethiopian chapter, and we are launching that, and we are physically going to Ethiopia to make that happen. So this evening, Saturday at the Union Depot from 6 to 10 p.m. tonight, we're actually doing a celebration, a whole fundraiser, and people can still register for that and say hi. Hopefully when she comes on, we'll tell you more about how they can do that.
Okay, Dr. Verna, there may be somebody who's listening who says, you know what, I want to be a part. I want to help. I can't get to the fundraiser tonight. I'm finding out about it too late. Tell us how they can be a part of that. How can they join forces? How can they make a donation?
Absolutely. You just go to our website, poppinstitute.org, poppinstitute.org, and we have an international chapters section there, and just go ahead and let us know how you want to help. Go ahead and donate, and make sure that in your memo that you're donating to expand into Ethiopia.
Okay, so we're going to take a quick commercial break, and we're going to get Sehai on the line. We're going to talk more about this fundraiser tonight, because I want to make sure to get the word out talking about girls taking action and how you can take action to help when we come back. It is 1:49. You are listening to the Shaletta Show on News Talk 830 WCCO Radio, your good neighbor station. So many people say we need to do more. We need to help the kids. What are they doing out past midnight? We need to offer them some hope. That is exactly what Dr. Verna is doing with her Girls Taking Action program that started with just a hope and a dream that she could make a difference in the lives of some young women in Minneapolis. It has expanded to St. Paul and St. Cloud and Chicago and so many other major metro cities throughout the country. But wait, there's more. That wasn't enough for Dr. Verna. Now she is partnering with Sehai Wadojo in a program to bring Girls Taking Action to Ethiopia. There's a fundraiser tonight, and we got to tell you all about how you can be a part of it if you don't have any Saturday night plans. It's a party with a purpose. Dr. Verna and Sehai are both joining me on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. Thank you so much, Dr. Verna.
Absolutely. Thanks so much for having us, Ms. Shaletta. I appreciate it.
Now, Sehai, welcome to the Shaletta Show. How did you get to know Dr. Verna? She is an inspiration to so many people, and I understand she inspired you as well.
Well, yeah, thank you, Shaletta. This is my
nurse. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart,
for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It is 1:37. You are listening to The Shaletta Show on News Talk 830 WCCO Radio, your good neighbor station. Now, listen, y'all know I am all about partnerships. The reason that I do these Locks with Love campaigns is to help keep adults and children with autism safe inside the home, but I can't do it by myself. So I partner with Amazon, you know, to provide these locks free of charge to families in need who can't afford one. But when I tell you, I thought I was the queen of partnerships until I met Dr. Verna Cornelia Price. Honey, let me tell you something. This woman is always teaching. She is not at the University of Minnesota as a college professor anymore, but Dr. Verna is constantly teaching us how to work with people to grow our network and expand so that we can help as many people as possible. And so Dr. Verna is here on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. And Dr. Verna, you got to talk to me about the special anniversary that is coming up.
Yes, yes, yes. So 20 years, we have been, Girls Taking Action has been impacting girls around the Twin City metro area and then also nationally in Chicago, Detroit, Atlanta, and now globally in Kenya, Ghana, Liberia, and I am thrilled that we are also set to partner to actually expand into Ethiopia.
Okay, Dr. Verna, how do you establish these partnerships? Because, I was excited when you went to St. Cloud. I was excited when you branched out to St. Paul and girls in the East Metro were able to participate in Girls Taking Action. You know, that was like the girls in the East Metro were like, oh, our friends in North are in Girls Taking Action. And so when it came to St. Paul and St. Cloud, we were all excited. And then the next thing I know, you're going to Ethiopia.
Yes. So many, many years ago, Ms. Shaletta, I met this woman and her name is Sehai, and I hope that she'll be able to join us today as well. And Sehai Wadojo is an Ethiopian woman here in Minnesota, and she said, I want to help my girls in Ethiopia. This was years ago, probably 25 years ago. And I said, when I met her, I said, you know, go for it. And so she actually saw me as an inspiration to do exactly that. So she started mentoring her girls in Ethiopia. So we have stayed in touch. And she also is literally celebrating 20 years of her program sponsoring and mentoring Ethiopian girls. And so finally we got together and we said, okay, now it's time to put this partnership together and to formally partner to take Girls Taking Action to Ethiopia.
Oh, my gosh. But how does something like that even happen, Dr. Verna? I mean, you know, I know you dream big and you're doing some amazing things, but how do you take, you know, your program, Girls Taking Action, that you have throughout the Minnesota area and in other cities and states across the country, across this country, to other countries?
Well, you know, Ms. Filata, it's really about relationships. And the truth of the matter is that Girls Taking Action and mentoring girls to find their power, find their voice, to become positive leaders in their communities, in their families, in their world, to resist the junk that society throws on girls and women, and to move beyond some of the pain and trauma that so many of them have been through, and to become the leaders they're supposed to be. That's what we're mentoring girls to do. And so through our relationships and building relationships with women who watched me do this, they're now saying, I can do this too. And let's join forces. Let's put ourselves together and take the work to girls. As far as I'm concerned, girls all over the globe. Every girl should be exposed to Girls Taking Action.
Okay, but Dr. Verna, this doesn't just take a great idea. This doesn't just take great partnership. This takes a lot of resources. Talk to me about, because I think you have something coming up. I want to figure out how we can help, because, you know, everybody says we need to do more. Our kids need to be doing more. Somebody needs to help our girls. Well, you're doing the work, but you can't do it alone. It's taking a lot of resources, and I want to know how we can help.
Absolutely. So this evening at the St. Paul Union Depot, we're actually having a fundraiser / celebration for REAL, which is the program that Ms. Sehai started to impact Ethiopian girls. And so a part of the fundraiser is to, one, raise support for our Ethiopian chapter, and two, really kind of formally announced to the world that Girls Taking Action is going to Ethiopia, and we will have an Ethiopian chapter, and we are launching that, and we are physically going to Ethiopia to make that happen. So this evening, Saturday at the Union Depot from 6 to 10 p.m. tonight, we're actually doing a celebration, a whole fundraiser, and people can still register for that and say hi. Hopefully when she comes on, we'll tell you more about how they can do that.
Okay, Dr. Verna, there may be somebody who's listening who says, you know what, I want to be a part. I want to help. I can't get to the fundraiser tonight. I'm finding out about it too late. Tell us how they can be a part of that. How can they join forces? How can they make a donation?
Absolutely. You just go to our website, poppinstitute.org, poppinstitute.org, and we have an international chapter's section there, and just go ahead and let us know how you want to help. Go ahead and donate, and make sure that in your memo that you're donating to expand into Ethiopia.
Okay, so we're going to take a quick commercial break, and we're going to get Sehai on the line. We're going to talk more about this fundraiser tonight, because I want to make sure to get the word out talking about Girls Taking Action and how you can take action to help when we come back. It is 1:49. You are listening to The Shaletta Show on News Talk 830 WCCO Radio, your good neighbor station. So many people say we need to do more. We need to help the kids. What are they doing out past midnight? We need to offer them some hope. That is exactly what Dr. Verna is doing with her Girls Taking Action program that started with just a hope and a dream that she could make a difference in the lives of some young women in Minneapolis. It has expanded to St. Paul and St. Cloud and Chicago and so many other major metro cities throughout the country. But wait, there's more. That wasn't enough for Dr. Verna. Now she is partnering with Sehai Wadojo in a program to bring Girls Taking Action to Ethiopia. There's a fundraiser tonight, and we got to tell you all about how you can be a part of it if you don't have any Saturday night plans. It's a party with a purpose. Dr. Verna and Sehai are both joining me on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. Thank you so much, Dr. Verna.
Absolutely. Thanks so much for having us, Ms. Shaletta. I appreciate it.
Now, say hi. Welcome to the Shaletta Show. How did you get to know Dr. Verna? She is an inspiration to so many people, and I understand she inspired you as well.
Well, yeah. Thank you, Shaletta. This is my first time to be on WCCO. Well, I came to this country to be treated for pituitary tumor 34 years ago. Mm-hmm. And I happened to look for a church. So I ended up going to her church. And so I just saw her, how she was worshiping and just praising God. That was my first inspiration. So that's how I came to know her. And over the course of years, I was just watching her, in what she's involved in and what she's doing. And for us, it's 20 years ago. I think we are a couple of years before the Girls in Action started. The story is when I was growing up, a Swedish woman who was 20 came to my village where I was growing up, and she's the one who put me through high school. And so I did my master's. I just last year retired from being a social worker. But side by side, 2004, we started this girls' education program in Ethiopia because, you know, the experience that I had as a social worker, what will make a difference? I know we have a lot of resources here. What about if we go to the source? The source. That I experienced a lot of challenges while I'm here or while I was in Ethiopia, even being educated. So side by side, this organization is run by volunteers, and I am a volunteer founder of this organization. Now, it is growing. It's growing. Our girls, we have few criteria that we select them. Is she committed and ready to face the challenges head on? Is she orphaned? Is she orphaned? Did she lose both parents or just have one? Is her family or extended family contemplating marrying her off at a young age to loosen their burden of taking care of a large family? Are there partners we can count on to work on with us? Are they parents or relatives committed to allowing her to focus on her education? Are the girls ready to dream and make their dream come true? And are they ready to give back? Are they coachable and work with their mentors? Are they committed to each other because it's a sisterhood that we created? So we talk about education. A quote came to me that has been inspired me. A quote, education is the most powerful weapon we can use to change the world, Nelson Mandela. So this is what Dr. Verna and I are giving to these girls, a weapon that no one can take away from them. And that is what I experienced in my life. No one can take away this education and, where I am today. And so that is what we've been doing. And today is our 20th year anniversary. I know, as you said, this is the last minute. But people will come away being inspired, hearing those girls' stories, who became medical doctors, who became managers, who became, I cannot even, start to say, because it's a lot. And it's really a short time to tell all the stories here. We have dancers, we have food, we have stories. So please come join us at Union Depot at 6.
Yes, it's going down tonight. You can make a difference. It is a party with a purpose. It is not too late to get a ticket. You know, you can come to the door, right, Dr. Verna? You don't have to go online and buy tickets and try to get it all printed out. You can come right to the door, and Dr. Verna and her team will take care of you. Now, Dr. Verna, what's the dress? We want to come, we want to support you, but we want to be looking good too. What's the dress?
Yes. Come looking good. So, very dressy attire and or African attire. So yes. If you have, you know, if you have some nice African clothes, come in nice African clothes. Say Hi actually has one of the judges from Ethiopia, a woman leader who is one of the partners who will be there tonight to actually address the audience as well. So lots
it's right happening. Here, by the way. It's yes. right
just
here. Sorry.
Up.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. They can just show up at the door, Union Depot. We're in the red room. We're in the red room on the second floor, and it is called Real, R-E-A-L.
Well, thank you, ladies, both so much for being on the show, being a part of the broadcast. I know you got a lot to do putting together tonight's festivities, but I sure appreciate you taking a little bit of your time today, taking a break and chatting with me to get the word out about this amazing event.
Thank you, Shalita.
Thank you so very much, Shalita. Thank you. Take care. All right.
All right,
bye-bye.
Dr. Verna.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye. And you all stick around. We've got so much more to come on the Shalita Show. You know the kids are going back to school. And so we've got to talk about making sure they are safe, they are healthy, they are well. And also, I got a great little buddy that I got to tell you about, a comedian in St. Cloud putting on an event September 28th. And if you have your calendar out, I want you to mark that date because there's an event that I definitely want you to check out in St. Cloud that night. More on that when we come back to the Shalita Show. It is 1:49. You are listening to the Shalita Show on News Talk 830 WCCO Radio, your good neighbor station. So many people say we need to do more. We need to help the kids. What are they doing out past midnight? We need to offer them some hope. That is exactly what Dr. Verna is doing with her Girls Taking Action program that started with just a hope and a dream that she could make a difference in the lives of some young women in Minneapolis. It has expanded to St. Paul and St. Cloud and Chicago and so many other major metro cities throughout the country. But wait, there's more. That wasn't enough for Dr. Verna. Now she is partnering with Say Hi Wadojo in a program to bring Girls Taking Action to Ethiopia. There's a fundraiser tonight, and we got to tell you all about how you can be a part of it if you don't have any Saturday night plans. It's a party with a purpose. Dr. Verna and Say Hi are both joining me on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. Thank you so much, Dr. Verna.
Absolutely. Thanks so much for having us, Ms. Shalita. I appreciate it.
Now, Say Hi, welcome to the Shalita Show. How did you get to know Dr. Verna? She is an inspiration to so many people, and I understand she inspired you as well.
Well, yeah, thank you, Shalita. This is my first time to be on WCCO. Well, I came to this country to be treated for pituitary tumor 34 years ago, mm-hmm. and I happened to look for a church. So I ended up going to her church, and so I just saw her, how she was worshiping and just praising God. That was my first inspiration. So that's how I came to know her. And over the course of years, I was just watching her, in what she's involved in and what she's doing. And for us, it's 20 years ago. I think we are a couple of years before the Girls in Action started. The story is when I was growing up, a Swedish woman who was 20 came to my village where I was growing up, and she's the one who put me through high school. And so I did my master's. I just last year retired from being a social worker. But side by side, 2004, we started this girls' education program in Ethiopia because, you know, the experience that I had as a social worker, what will make a difference? I know we have a lot of resources here. What about if we go to the source that I experienced a lot of challenges while I'm here or while I was in Ethiopia, even being educated. So side by side, this organization is run by volunteers, and I am a volunteer founder of this organization. Now, it is growing. It's growing. Our girls, we have few criteria that we select them. Is she committed and ready to face the challenges head on? Is she orphaned? Is she orphaned? Did she lose both parents or just have one? Is her family or extended family contemplating marrying her off at a young age to loosen their burden of taking care of a large family? Are there partners we can count on to work on with us? Are the parents or relatives committed to allowing her to focus on her education? Are the girls ready to dream and make their dream come true? And are they ready to give back? Are they coachable and work with their mentors? Are they committed to each other because it's a sisterhood that we created? So we talk about education. A quote came to me that has been inspired me. A quote, education is the most powerful weapon we can use to change the world. Nelson Mandela. So this is what Dr. Verna and I are giving to these girls, a weapon that no one can take away from them. And that is what I experienced in my life. No one can take away this education and, you know, where I am today. And so that is what we've been doing. And today is our 20th year anniversary. I know, as you said, this is the last minute. But people will come away being inspired, hearing those girls' stories, who became medical doctors, who became managers, who became, I cannot even, you know, start to say, because it's a lot. And it's really a short time to tell all the stories here. We have dancers, we have food, we have stories. So please come join us at Union Depot at 6.
Yes, it's going down tonight. You can make a difference. It is a party with a purpose. You know, it is not too late to get a ticket. You know, you can come to the door, right, Dr. Verna? You don't have to go online and buy tickets and try to get it all printed out. You can come right to the door, and Dr. Verna and her team will take care of you. Now, Dr. Verna, what's the dress? You know, we want to come, we want to support you, but we want to be looking good too. What's the dress?
Yes. Come looking good. So, very dressy attire and or African attire. So if you have, you know, if you have some nice African clothes, come in nice African clothes. Say Hi actually has one of the judges from Ethiopia, a woman leader who is one of the partners who will be there tonight to actually address the audience as well. So lots
she's right here, by the way. She's right here. Sorry.
They can just show up at the door, Union Depot. We're in the red room. We're in the red room on the second floor, and it is called Real, R-E-A-L.
Well, thank you, ladies, both so much for being on the show, being a part of the broadcast. I know you got a lot to do putting together tonight's festivities, but I sure appreciate you taking a little bit of your time today, taking a break and chatting with me to get the word out about this amazing event.
Thank you, Shalinda.
Thank you so very much, Shalinda. Thank you. Take care. All right,
Dr. Verna. Bye-bye. All right, bye-bye. And you all stick around. We've got so much more to come on the Shaletta Show. You know the kids are going back to school. And so we've got to talk about making sure they are safe, they are healthy, they are well. And also, I got a great little buddy that I got to tell you about, a comedian in St. Cloud putting on an event September 28th. And if you have your calendar out, I want you to mark that date, because there's an event that I'm definitely want you to check out in St. Cloud that night. More on that when we come back to the Shaletta Show.
Nerds.
Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth.
I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation Trusted Dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.